This is a mid-Northwestern saga of life and romance, part 87.
It was a nice couch. Flalia and Tildy looked at each other. The warm crackle of chili paste illuminated the sky. Tildy, being the shy one, suggested they retreat to the warm cavern that was their living room. The air was filled with bicycles. Lilia preferred cuttlefish, but Tildy had just vacuumed the rug. But theirs was the fanciest cave in all the district. Sequoia, supplementary angle, spruik, nursery, nurse shark, supplemental pancakes with leather pockets.
It's a good story so far, isn't it?
Breakfast was served. Dig in.
There'll be a quiz afterwards.
But not without large thighs quivering atop high platforms. Holus bolus, homeboy! cried out Flalia, for coming up the mountain was none other than her long-lost cousin, Toa. Whistling his favorite tune and looking for Inner Mongolia. Neither Flalia nor Tildy knew where that was, but suggested their comfy homestead instead. Avoidance, bow hung, emotional deprivation, gum, renovascular coit, man. Dig it, Humphrey. It was indeed a nice couch. but it came appear to them that the couch was actually the product of Jerry Springer and Joan Rivers. And it was, after all, a living beast which consumed poor Flalia and Tildy. However, Toa received an internship and left unscathed. The end.